ABP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran fired a new wave of missiles at Israel today, killing at least 8 people, and that drew a response. Israel striking back, hitting Iran's state television during a live broadcast. Before the latest round, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said radiation levels outside Iran's main nuclear enrichment facility in Natanz were normal. But Charles Deledesma reports.
Rafael Grossi stresses within the facility there's both radiological and chemical contamination.
The radiation, primarily consisting of alpha particles, poses a significant danger if uranium is inhaled or ingested.
Grossi's main concern inside the complex is the chemical toxicity of a gas called uranium hexafluoride. I'm Charles Deledesma.
After a Friday shock, stocks rose and oil prices eased on Wall Street. The Dow gained 317 points or 0.8%, the S&P 0.9, the NASDAQ 1.5. In Minnesota, prosecutors are revealing more about the suspect in the shooting of state lawmakers over the weekend. It Donahue reports.
U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson says the details of this case are chilling.
It is no exaggeration to say that his crimes are the stuff of nightmares.
Thompson says video shows when the suspect, Vance Belter, arrived at the home of State Senator John Hoffman.
When Senator Hoffman attempted to push Belter out and stop him from entering his home, Belter shot him repeatedly. Belter then shot Ms. Hoffman.
Both were injured. Thompson says Belter went to another lawmaker's home. The family was on vacation. At another home, police presence forced him to leave. Then police encountered Belter at the home of former House Speaker Melissa Hortman.
He repeatedly fired into the house. And when he entered, he murdered Representative Hortman and her husband, Mark.
Thompson says Belter did extensive research on his victims and their families. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. A sopping wet conclusion, but a winner at the U.S. Open. Gethin Coolbaugh has a recap.
J.J. Spaun weathered the storm to win his first major title.
I tried to just continue to dig deep.
The 34-year-old overcame a 5-over start on the front nine to finish birdie-birdie after a 65-foot putt capped his final round 2-over 72 to claim the 125th U.S. Open at rainy Oakmont.
I dug very deep on the back nine and you know, things went my way and here we are with the trophy.
Spaun won by 2 shots over Robert McIntyre. He was the only player under par at 1 under 279. Sunday's round featured a rain delay of 1 hour 37 minutes.
That break was actually the key for me to winning this tournament.
5 players were tied for the lead with 1 hour to go, including 54-hole leader Sam Burns, who shot 78. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from PodSave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
The weather may be cooling down, but the deals are heating up during the Red Hot Sale event at Omaha Steaks. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, beefy burgers, cozy comfort meals, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE when you shop omahasteaks.com today. From tailgating essentials to everyday family favorites, the Red Hot Sale event is your chance to save big on everything you need to serve up fabulous fall flavor. USDA certified tender steaks, plump and juicy air-chilled chicken, easy appetizers, and even cozy comfort meals for those busy weeknights. And every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Blaze a trail to omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the Red Hot Sale event. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code HOTSALE. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from PodSave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.